Chapter 2. Scrooge slept for a long, long time. When he woke up, it was dark. He was very cold.
"What time is it?"
he thought. Dong, 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 dong.
11 o'clock, said Scrooge. I slept all day, and now it's night again.
Then he remembered the words of Marley's ghost. 3 more ghosts will visit you. The first will come at midnight tomorrow.
I'll stay here, thought Scrooge. I won't sleep again tonight. Only 1 hour until midnight.
The time went slowly, and Scrooge's eyes started to close again. Then he heard the clock. Dong, dong. 1, 2, thought Scrooge. Dong, dong. 8, 9. Dong, 11. Dong. Scrooge felt a warm hand on his cold face. He opened his eyes. Ghostly eyes looked at him. A young white face and long, long white hair. Arms and legs danced around the body. She had a long white dress, and from her head came a yellow light. There was a hat in one of her hands.
Are you the ghost?
Asked Ebenezer Scrooge. I am, the ghost said kindly. I am the ghost of Christmas past. I am the ghost of your past. The ghost took Scrooge's hand. Come, she said. Come with me. Scrooge was cold in his nightshirt. The ghost went to the window, and Scrooge went with her.
I cannot fly,
he said. The ghost looked at Scrooge. She put her hand on Scrooge's head. They were outside. It was a cold, sunny day. They were in a village.
I lived here when I was a boy, said Scrooge. That is my school.
Some boys came out of the school.
Happy Christmas, said one boy. Happy Christmas, said another.
They cannot see us, said the ghost. There is one boy still in the school.
Scrooge and the ghost went into a classroom. They saw a boy at a desk with a book.
That's me, said Scrooge. I had no friends, but I loved reading.
He felt sad. We will see another Christmas now, said the ghost.
The young Ebenezer Scrooge was older now. A young girl came into the classroom.
Ebenezer, she said, you can come home now.
My little sister, said Scrooge. She was a good girl.
Yes, said the ghost. She had a husband and children before she died.
Just one child, said Scrooge. Fred.
The ghost put a hand on Scrooge's head, and they weren't in the classroom now. They were in a room, in a city.
This is my first job, said Scrooge. There is my boss, Mr. Fezziwig. I was happy.
Happy Christmas, said Mr. Fezziwig. We'll stop work now. Come to my house. Mrs. Fezziwig has a turkey and Christmas pudding and drink for our Christmas party.
Scrooge and the ghost went with Mr. Fezziwig and young Scrooge. They watched the dancing and eating and drinking at the Christmas party.
That was a happy time, said Scrooge.
Then the ghost of Christmas past showed Ebenezer an older Scrooge. He sat with a beautiful but sad young woman.
Oh, Ebenezer, she said, You loved me before, but now you don't.
I don't want to be poor, said Ebenezer. I'm working hard.
You are different now, Ebenezer, said the young woman. You love money more than you love me. I cannot be your wife.
Scrooge spoke to the ghost.
Stop. No more. I don't want to see any more, he said.
She found love, said the ghost. She had a husband and children. She was happy, but you weren't. You have no friends and no wife. You are a sad old man, but you have money in the bank.
Stop. I don't want to hear more. I want to go back to my room.
Scrooge took the ghost's hat and put it on its head. He pushed the hat down. He wanted to stop the light from the ghost's head. The ghost went down to the ground, and Scrooge pushed hard on its head. He was in his room again, in his bed, cold. Soon, he was asleep.